When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is Rachel Goes Rogue.
This is Rachel Savannah Levis from Rachel Goes Rogue. I am so excited to be joining you guys on my second episode, and I'm feeling good after the release of our first episode. I've gotten a lot of feedback from you guys listening in, and it's been relatively positive so far. A lot of people are reaching out saying that their perception of me has changed a bit since listening and getting to know more information. And I just hope as this continues, you guys can discover things about yourself. I want this to be an overall positive podcast, but as we progress forward too, there are some serious topics that I feel like need attention. And I know one of the feedback marks was that I laugh a lot and smile a lot through talking. And so that is something that I have been aware of. It's definitely anxiety-based. When I talk about things that make me feel a little bit uncomfortable, my default is to smile and laugh through it. So I understand that it could come across a way that I don't mean it to. I don't think that any of this is funny, and I don't enjoy recounting those painful memories that hurt a lot of people and hurt myself. So just trying to be real, and I'm sure as these podcasts come out episode by episode, I will get better at speaking and expressing my emotions and keeping it real with you guys. I'm here with my iHeart producers, and they'll be helping me go through different questions, things that you guys want answered. We're about to dive into the trailer of Vanderpump Rules season 11. This came out a few weeks ago, and I figured we might as well watch it now, and I can talk about some of the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that come up for me.
So you just watched the trailer.
Yes.
I have some questions. In your opinion, why are Tom and Ariana still living together? And do you think it's for the show?
Oh, wow. Tom doesn't want to lose that house. And I think he's being stubborn with not letting Ariana buy him out. I think that's also a big reason why he didn't break up with her sooner, is because he wanted that house. And I also know that they grew up together, and the fact that they came from this small apartment that was a little run down, and when you turn the microwave on, the lights would go out, and just it was a small space, and they worked hard to make money and invest it into this big house. And I feel like there's areas of comfort there that they both felt comfortable in their relationship and comfortable in that house. And now that the relationship is broken up, I believe that Tom is having a really hard time letting go of that house.
And do you think it's for the show at all? Like, how much they're going back and forth on social media about it, or and that it's actually a storyline? Or do you think that it does really mean a lot to him?
I think it really does mean a lot to him. And I think he's being stubborn, like I said. And it's a power play on his part. But I can see where she's coming from. Like, dude, you cheated on me. Like, you should be the one to leave. So I see both points.
Now, Ariana's dating again. So do you think Tom should be dating again anytime soon?
I really don't care what he does. He definitely didn't wait to date after I admitted myself to a trauma therapy center. So he was out there with different girls each week being photographed and me finding out about it while I was in there and asking him about it. So I'm not surprised that he's dating now. I do feel like, and there have been instances where this hasn't applied to people, but I feel like for me personally, I recognize that I need to take some time to myself before I start dating again and really reflecting on who I am and growing as a person so that the next relationship I have can be stronger and healthier. And when I see people dating so quickly after a breakup, it's like a red flag goes off in my mind. But I mean, it's not my life, so who am I to judge?
So in the trailer, James said to Sandoval, quote, "You still got so much growing up to do, Tom. It's sad to me." What do you think of your ex saying that to Sandoval?
I think it's so ironic that James is giving Sandoval advice in anything. Yeah, James is definitely a piece of work and not somebody who I believe has life all figured out. So it's just kind of funny to me, comical, that he's giving Sandoval advice.
And in the trailer, Schwartz says to Tom, "I don't know what the future for me and Tom looks like." And what are your thoughts on that? And do you think that the Toms will ever break up?
I don't think the Toms will ever break up. I think that is the most codependent relationship that we've ever seen on Vanderpump Rules. I know that they went through this rough patch, and I think Schwartz is being influenced by outside people telling him that Tom isn't a good look and that he can't be friends with him because he made terrible decisions and that reflects poorly on you as a friend. And so I think he was influenced by people to pull back, and I'm sure that was part of the storyline too. But I do know that, and maybe we'll go into this later, but when I was sending letters to Tom from inside the trauma therapy center, Tom told me to send letters to Schwartz because he would get the mail from Schwartz, and that way it would be like under wraps and nobody would need to know. And then there was a point where Tom said, "Oh, don't send letters to Schwartz anymore because he doesn't want to be friends with me at this point. Like, he's dumping me as a friend." And then he instructed me to send letters to his house. And I said, "Well, don't you think that's a little weird? Like, what if Ariana finds it?" And he was like, "No, my assistant will get it. Don't worry about that at all." And so I remember sending a letter out, and then a few days later I sent a postcard, which I saw it had freaking stupid lightning bolts in the way that it was like a storm cloud lightning bolt in Arizona. And I got a stamp from the bookstore, just a tiny little postcard stamp, and I thought it was cute. And I made a bad decision to send it to the house because I trusted that Tom would make sure that his assistant would get it. And of course, the day I sent it out, Ariana went on Watch What Happens Live and said that we were sending letters to each other and that she found the letter. So then, you know, that sucked because I was like, you know, this letter is already sent out and I can't take it back now. Like, Tom, I need you to check the mail like every single morning and make sure that you get that postcard before Ariana sees it. And he promised that he would. And he said his assistant was on it. And I don't think he really gave a fuck. I think maybe he wanted her to see it.
Now, going back a little bit, you mentioned that Schwartz knew. So when did Schwartz find out about you and Sandoval? And did Sandoval tell you when he was going to tell Schwartz? Like, how did that conversation happen?
Did Sandoval tell me when he was going to tell Schwartz?
Mm-hmm.
No, because Schwartz already knew at that point.
So how long did he know?
Schwartz knew since the very beginning. I got a phone call from Tom the next morning after we hooked up for the first time. And my mind was racing. I was feeling so much guilt and shame about it. And I finally got a phone call from Sandoval, and he was at Schwartz's apartment when he called me. And that was like a safe space for him. And so Schwartz knew before we even had a conversation to talk about it and what the game plan was going to be, because immediately I was going to film with Ariana and our group of girls that night. And I was like, you know, like, I'm seeing Ariana later. I don't know what to do. He's like, well, just go along like everything's normal. And I was like, okay, so just so we're clear, we're not going to tell Ariana. And he was like, no, we're not. And I remember that scene that night. Ariana and I actually shared an Uber to that scene. And as we were pulling up, she was like, God, I hate this place. Every time we come here, someone always says something horrible, like, I slept with your boyfriend. And I was like, I drank a lot. And there's a lot of videos from that night of me just like being wild. Tom also sent a bottle of champagne to our table that he called in through the restaurant. And it was almost like this twisted way of celebrating and then reassuring me that, oh, this is all fine and dandy. Like, this is something to be excited about. And when the champagne came to the table, all of the girls were like, oh my gosh, Tom, that's so thoughtful, you know? And of course, Ariana, to her, is a gesture to her because that's her boyfriend.
So we know that you hooked up with Sandoval in Mexico, which is also when you kissed Schwartz. This was at Sheena's wedding. So were you doing that to draw attention away from your relationship with Sandoval, or did you actually have feelings for Schwartz?
No. So there's a little bit of a backstory to this. When I first made that first move on Schwartz, saying like, oh, should we just make out now? It was part of our inside joke that fans were convinced that Schwartz and I kissed at Coachella. And that was the rumor that was circulating that April prior to filming that season. And I had this little seed planted in my head that, oh, like, that could be a fun storyline for season 10. And because we were both single. And so when I made that move, he turned it down. And I was like, okay, that's that. Like, I'm not going to try again because it was stupid to begin with. And he clearly wasn't into it. Fast forward to Katie inviting me out to the girls' trip to Vegas. And she said, I came forward with that information because I knew she was going to find out eventually. She said that made me feel really uncomfortable. And she set a boundary saying, if you do anything with Schwartz, I'm not going to be able to have a friendship with you. And so The next scene, I'm filming in my apartment with Sheena, and I'm filling her in on being invited to this girls' trip and telling her that she's not invited. And I said, I came forward to Katie about me asking Schwartz if he wanted to make out. And I told her how she reacted. And I said, that door's closed. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to kiss him. Like, it just doesn't make sense for me to do that. And I'm going to respect her boundaries. And the producers were like, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on. We are making a reality TV show after all. So don't say no so quickly. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to make another move first. So if that's something that he wants to do for a storyline, then he can come to me with that. Okay, fast forward to the Cancun trip for Sheena's wedding. Obviously, Schwartz knew that Sandoval and I had hooked up. And I have a feeling that either producers got into Schwartz's ear saying, oh, you should make out with Raquel. He got some pressure somewhere to make out with me and put a move on me because they had this two top table set up with the camera lights, and they instructed me to walk over there for a scene with Schwartz. And so it was definitely staged and definitely produced. And I also feel like Schwartz had the go-ahead with Sandoval to kiss me because I don't think he would do it without Sandoval being okay with it. So when we got to that two-top table set up with the lights on us and we filmed that scene, and you don't see the whole thing because they cut it, but Schwartz like is talking to me and he has his hands over his face like, blah, 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 blah. He's mumbling. He's like, I can't make out anything that he's saying. I asked him to repeat himself two times. And after the third time, I was like, okay, it's fine. Just forget about it. Like, don't worry. And he's like, no, I kind of want to make out with you. And I was like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. And so, you know, we like went in for a kiss, obviously, both of us knowing that I had a thing with Sandoval. And in that moment, it just felt so produced and like, okay, this is clearly a storyline. Clearly, we're playing a part right now. And as we kissed, the entire group was, I guess, watching, and then they cheered and started clapping. And so I was like, Schwartz, should we like go somewhere a little bit more private? Because I feel like everyone's looking at us right now. And he was like, yeah. And so we went to the second location where it wasn't all lit up, and we had the cameramen like get in this pool that they weren't prepared to go into to get the shot. And we were like kind of behind this fence so the crowd couldn't see us. And we were sitting there talking about relationships and how he felt that Katie was a little bit controlling. She was putting limits on him of who he can and can't date. And I told him about my breakup and my relationship with James. And I said, it's been a blessing to have no contact with him. We were just talking about that. And then I was like, I kind of want to make out with you again, you know, because I'm like, yeah, we're filming this show. Like, this is what the producers want. And so I went in for that kiss. And of course, here comes, like, there's this noise in the background, and I turn around and it's Sandoval army crawling over to us. And then he cracks open two beers and he's like, here you guys, here you go. And then he's like, see ya. And so we're like, okay, cheers. Like, you know, so I know that he was in on it and definitely okay with it, especially because after that scene, we went to go party at this club that they had on the premises of this hotel called Desires. And we were celebrating. And as I was on my way over there, one of the producers came up to me and said, hey, so we were thinking about your birthday and we want to have your birthday trip. How do you feel about going glamping? And I was like, that's what I've been wanting. Like, that's what I asked for. So immediately I was rewarded and we were all celebrating and it just felt like this high, like I did something right. And so, no, it wasn't initially a cover up to like cover up my relationship with Sandoval. It turned into that when we kept the secret and still played into this flirty role that Schwartz and I had together. I question whether or not Sandoval strategized that move so that it could be a cover up, but I do know that Schwartz was fully aware of the situation.
In that moment, if you were in love with Sandoval, then how could you want to kiss his best friend and then go back and kiss him again?
I wasn't interested in Schwartz like that at all. It was more of a, like, I like you as a friend and I know he's not interested in me that way. And I already like closed the door on exploring that. So it didn't feel like I was betraying anybody by kissing him. Well, besides Katie, of course. It just felt like I was playing into this part.
So it felt like a role.
It felt like a role.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty, beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Obviously, it wasn't planned for Schwartz to be the cover-up the whole time. It kind of turned into that.
Mm-hmm.
So was Sandoval at all angry that it became a storyline between you guys? Or did he encourage that distraction and keep up with it, like cracking open the beers?
Yeah, Sandoval encouraged that. He encouraged those interactions between Schwartz and I. And I also remember like filming at Sir when Sandoval and Schwartz were there. And they were like, oh, come sit down. And I'm in my waitressing uniform. And I'm like, you could just see my face. I know it because, you know, part of me is like super uncomfortable with like knowing the actual truth and knowing that like, oh, I'm just, you know, innocently sitting in the middle of both of the Toms. But in reality, it was like, clearly all three of us knew what was going on. And we all three got close. We got closer together because Schwartz's apartment became a safe place for Sandoval and I to meet up. And I don't want people to necessarily go after Schwartz because I felt like Sandoval put him in a bad position where he didn't have a say. And I know that he tried to set boundaries with Sandoval and not having me there and really encouraging him to break up with Ariana and just come clean. But Sandoval didn't, and he didn't respect his boundaries. And he like reassured me that it was fine that I was there. So I think people suspected that Schwartz knew. And I don't see why it's a bigger deal that he did know, because Sandoval, well, because, okay, maybe I do, because it really breaks the fourth wall of we're playing a role here. We are partially acting on this show. And the main goal is to not break that fourth wall. And Sandoval, you know, I think he wanted to maintain that, but he was not happy with Schwartz when he said at the reunion that he found out in August. And that was part of the conversation that we had when he pulled me aside out of the trailer and the cameras went down. He was like, it's not cool that Schwartz came clean with his answer, or he didn't come fully clean, but he definitely didn't stick to the date that Sandoval wanted him to. And I think he was reinforcing that I would stick to that story to like keep me in his grasp, and so that I wouldn't go rogue and expose it all. And so it was definitely like a control tactic, and it seemed to have worked for the time being. Like at the reunion, I there's a lot to process.
Can you explain how the fans' comments actually influence storyline and how you all reacted?
Yeah, it's very strange how the fans' comments will influence our storyline and how we go about filming, because it's, I guess it's part of the producer's job to know what the fans want to see and what they're asking for. And then as a good cast member, who a lot of cast members will self-produce and be thinking about what storyline they're going to be involved in as the season comes up, the comments that the fans will put out there seems to influence, like, if there's like a little seed that they put out there, like, oh, so-and-so should date so-and-so, it seems to come into fruition. And that is kind of what happened with Peter. And I guess I'll go into this now. So the whole Peter date came about when I bought some flowers at Trader Joe's and I was flower arranging my apartment. Actually, it was Sheena's apartment that I was subletting. But anyway, I was flower arranging and it was an Instagram live. And then I took a picture of the flowers by the window and I said, when the sun hits just right. And Peter Madrigal commented under that saying, they're perfect. And so fans commented under that saying, oh my God, Peter got Raquel flowers. Like, how romantic, how cute. Those guys would be so cute together. I want to see Peter and Raquel date. And so it became like, oh, haha, like a funny thing at first. And Peter asked me out. And I was like, well, I haven't been on a real date since my breakup with James, and I feel like Peter is a trusted, safe person where I could get back into dating with Peter, maybe. And like, we could just go for drinks, and like, it doesn't have to be anything more than that. And so Peter planned a date for us. He said, I'll pick you up at 5. And he picked me up and we got drinks. I must have had maybe 4 lemon drop martinis and nothing to eat for dinner. And I ended up crying to him about my heartbreak with James and just feeling confused and just like definitely not from a healed place. And he was actually very supportive and was, he came over to the booth that I was sitting at and like put his arm around me and he said, they're there, like it's gonna be okay. And you know, I was literally crying on his shoulder. And he was like, okay, I think it's time to take you back. And I was like, yeah, thanks. So we're driving back to the apartment and I was like, Peter, can you please pull over? I feel sick. And he's like, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, I'm serious. And so he pulled over and I threw up in the gutter. And I was like, oh my God, like how embarrassing. I'm so sorry. He's like, no, it's okay. It happens. And he dropped me off and I went upstairs safely, brushed my teeth, got ready for bed. And then the next week he texted me and he was like, that was a great date. I want to go out with you again. And I was like, that was a great date. I feel like I'm not in a good place to be dating right now based off of like how much I was drinking and how much I was crying. So I think it's best if we just stay friends. And so that's where we left it. But then as the new season started filming, and I didn't have the Miss California storyline that I wanted to have, the producers approached me saying, we want you to go on a date with Peter. And I said, no, I don't want to go on a date with Peter. I already went on a date with Peter and it ended up terribly. And I don't see anything going forward there. And they said, well, that happened off camera and people know about it. And we want to cover all things because it's reality. And so we are setting you up for a date with Peter. And, you know, you don't have to date him for long. You just have to go on this date. And I was like, I really don't want to. And I talked to other people about it. And I said that I didn't want to. But then I also felt like I didn't really have a storyline for this season besides being single. And then, of course, like when you're single, you're supposed to date. So I was like, well, I feel a little bit obligated to go on this date. And so when I got there, I told them like, all right, I'm going on this date, but I'm going to like end it with him on this date. Like, I don't want to lead him on. And they said, no, no, you can't do that. You have to wait a week at least. And so just hang out, you know, like you, don't take it so seriously. I demanded that the date was during the daytime. I was like, we are not doing a nighttime date. We are not doing a dinner date. Nothing like that. It has to be during the day. So at least they compromised with that. But of course, on this date, I was crying to him once again. And I knew that I didn't see a future with him, but I was taking direction from production to, you know, not quote unquote break up with him until later on. And so that's a long story.
Well, so when production comes to you and says, you guys are going to go on a date, you need a storyline, does he know that this is a storyline? Like, does he play along or is he going in blind? And does he take that personally that maybe he thought there was a future, but there really isn't?
It's a good question. I think that's a question for him. But I also know that Peter has been a character that hasn't been in the main storyline for much of the time. He's always been in the outer circle. and he still gets an episodic rate. And his episodic rate is relatively high since he's been on the show since the very beginning. And so I wouldn't be surprised that he's seeing this as an opportunity to make his income and part of his storyline to stay relevant with the show. I don't know if he genuinely had like deep feelings, which is also weird to me because it should have been just like a manager server relationship, and anything but that is crossing a line, especially when I'm still working at Sir. And so yeah, I don't know if he like actually had feelings or if his motivation for doing that was a storyline. That's more of a question for him. But I do know I made a remark on Watch What Happens Live, and this was the night that Ariana found out and I got punched in the face. Moments before, Sheena and I were filming with Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live, and I made a comment about Peter being a starter pony, like, oh, he's a good starter pony to get back into the dating world. And I didn't mean it as a derogatory comment, but I think he interpreted it that way and was offended. And so I would like to take this time now to apologize to him for that. And yeah, it definitely is. It's a weird reality to live in as a person when things are so mixed up. You don't know if that person getting involved in your life is doing it for a storyline or if they are actually genuinely interested in telling you this information or befriending you or dating you. So it's very messy and complicated. And when you're on a TV show like this, season after season after season, your entire life revolves around what substance are you going to give to the cause to provide entertainment for people. And then your life doesn't really become yours anymore.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
To kind of wrap up, the group seems to have forgiven Sandoval, and we see that in the trailer for the upcoming season. Do you think if you went back on this season, they would start to forgive you just how they forgave him? Or do you think it would stay as it is now?
I absolutely do not think that they would forgive me if I went back to do this season. And I've heard a few interview bites from a few of the cast, like Katie and Lala, saying, oh, she should have just come back. It's not what she thought it was going to be. Like they were, it seems to be that they were bummed that I wasn't going to come back because it was such a hot topic that it took away from opportunities to film about it and scenes that could have been made. And so I don't think that they would ever give me the time of day to open up and dive in deeper and be real and honest and authentic. And to an extent, you can't really be real and honest and authentic all the way when you can't break the fourth wall.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.